Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
When it comes to music, there are plenty of unanswered questions. Musical mysteries, if you will. Did Pink Floyd really write Dark Side of the Moon to sync up with The Wizard of Oz? Are Jay-Z and Beyoncé really members of the Illuminati? Why do classical musicians hate on the viola so much? Well, our contributor Faith Saley has been pondering some of these so-called musical mysteries and has kindly offered to play detective for us. In fact, one mystery that's been on her mind lately just came up with the band Lady here in the studio. I asked singer Terry Walker why her British accent seems to disappear when she sings. Faith, how did this question come up for you?
So, John, a little while ago, I was watching the Oscars, and the singer Adele gets up and sings her amazing James Bond theme, Skyfall.
Skyfall is where we start. A thousand miles and poles apart.
Okay, and then she wins the Oscar for Best Original Song.
Thank you so much. Thank you. This is amazing. I'd just like to thank Barbara Broccoli and Michael Wilson at Eon Productions, Sony Pictures, MGM.
Okay, I loved her little speech, but I honestly couldn't make out about half of what she said. I mean, that girl has one serious British accent, but you would never know it from her singing voice. So I started wondering, why do accents seem to magically disappear when we sing?
Good singing is good singing. And what singers will train to do, whether they're a pop singer or a classical singer, as they try to produce pure vowels.
That's Professor Bill Beeman. He's a linguist at the University of Minnesota and an opera singer.
If you come in with a heavy Australian accent or a heavy British accent and you want to sound like an American pop singer, you have to train to do that.
Okay, so Bill Beeman says non-Americans have to work to clean up their accents. But Andy Gibson, a researcher at Auckland University of Technology in New Zealand, has a different take.
For most people, what they hear on the radio, what they hear walking around the supermarket, it tends to be the kind of pop music which is sung in that American-style pop music accent.
According to Andy's research, and he actually studied this exact phenomenon of American accents in pop music, the American accent is so ubiquitous in global pop that it's actually easier for most non-Americans to sound like us than it is to sing in their own native accents. He did this study where he asked his fellow Kiwis to sing a pop tune.
A couple of them really wanted to sound like New Zealanders, and they actually had a really hard time moving away from those American vowels because they're so ingrained, and it actually sounds strange to people to hear New Zealand vowels sung just because they're out of context.
Of course, New Zealand accents do show up in music occasionally, but as Andy points out, it's generally in a comedic context. Prime example, Flight of the Conchords.
In a city, in a city, Prussia.
Counting coins on the counter of the 7-Eleven from a quarter past six till a quarter to seven. The manager, Bevan.
Okay, but how did we get to this point? Andy says that because of the way that vowels are laid out in the human mouth, it's not that difficult physically to sound like Americans. But Sasha Frere Jones, music writer for The New Yorker, says when this phenomenon began decades ago, it was mainly about global imitation of American singers, like blues artists.
Pop music is basically, with a few exceptions, you know, an American invention. We can go way back, and it's an American form.
And according to Sasha, once that American standard was set, it's been hard for non-American-sounding English language artists to break into the top 10.
What's interesting is Americans have been very comfortable with the people being interviewed, being on the air, speaking in those accents, but getting the accent into the song has been harder than you would think it would be.
Of course, there are always exceptions to the rule. Lily Allen and Shakira are just two examples of accented artists who have made their way toward the top of the charts.
Lucky you were born that far away, so we could both make fun of distance. Lucky that I'm a foreign man, for the lucky fact of your existence. Baby, I'm a
I think Shakira's success doesn't only depend on her fabulous accent. So, one musical mystery solved, kind of. It seems that accents disappear in pop music because for most people, it might actually be easier to sound American than not. And if it doesn't come naturally, well, I'm sure Professor Beeman could whip your rhotic R's into shape. What we did not solve today is why Madonna talks like a British person. Do you have any musical mysteries? I'm not too proud to wonder what's the difference between hip-hop and rap, or why heavy metal guys have really long hair, and was it really Yoko Ono's fault? Send us your musical mysteries, and I volunteer to be the detective to get to the bottom of them.
Lucky that my lips love.